I'm Brenda Newbern with Visit Cape, here with the weekly rundown of what's happening in Cape Girardeau. It's catfish season, both on the Mississippi and in Capahaw Park. The Cape Catfish Prospect League plays their first home game on Tuesday, June 4th, against the DuPage Pistol Shrimp. Catch them in action from the comfort of a newly renovated Capahaw Park stands. And don't forget to check out Catfish Alley, where local food trucks gather. Can't make it to the home opener? This week offers three more games as well, on Wednesday versus DuPage and Thursday and Saturday against the Springfield Sliders. The first pitches are thrown out around 6:30 p.m. As the Cape Catfish start a new tradition, the municipal band continues an old one on Wednesday, June 5th at 7:30 p.m. at the Dan Cotner Amphitheater in Capahaw Park. Since its formation as Shoeshirts Cornet Band more than 100 years ago, this group has filled Cape Girardeau summers with classic toe-tapping band music. We're topping off the week by paying tribute to a chapter in our local history that has long been overlooked. On June 8th, we're dedicating a statue in Ivor Square to honor African-American soldiers who fought in the Civil War, men like James Ivers, for whom Ivor Square is named. Created by Roy Butler, the bronze sculpture recognizes the bravery and sacrifices of United States colored troops, preserving their memory for generations. Learn more about everything going on in Cape Girardeau this week at visitcape.com/events. I'm Brenda Newbern, and thanks for joining me for All About Cape.